Dog Days listeners and podcasters. This is Chuck Tomasi coming to you from sunny Phoenix, Arizona. It is August 15th, and that means this is the 15th day in the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, where me and a bunch of other podcasters try to create a podcast today for the month of August. If you've been listening to the other Dog Days podcast, you probably heard that spiel a million times. I haven't said it quite enough. My theme this year is that I'm going through some old stories from when my wife and I were dating 30 years ago today. Not today. 30 years ago this year. So I will be reading stories from 1987 in various parts of our early relationship. You can see how that's developing. But first, I would like to do a follow-up on yesterday's show. I did the Tech Now episode all by my lonesome for work. Went fairly well. Took longer than I thought. I mean, I cut this thing really close. 59 minutes and a few seconds. And I couldn't even find the comments on, if there was a chat room going on YouTube. I didn't know about it because I couldn't find it. I think I left, there were a couple things that could have gone better, but in general, it went all right. I still need to pack up the backdrop. Our studio in my house is two bedrooms with the middle wall knocked down. So it's two connected bedrooms, one giant room. And a year or so ago, I bought, maybe it was over a year ago, I bought a professional backdrop from Studio Pro on Amazon with the extendable risers and a cross member, and you put the pipes together and you screw things in and you hoist it up. It's like you see photographers when they have the backdrop. And I've got a black backdrop, a white backdrop, and a green screen backdrop. Actually, I have two green screens. I got a smaller one and a bigger one. And I usually hang the backdrop and then hang a big sign that we had for our conference in 2016. It's about 8 feet wide and 3 feet high that says TechNow and ServiceNow.com. And that sits behind me. So there's an established brand on this. And speaking of established brands, I've been known for the last few years at work to be the guy with the bow tie. I took the Power logo that's in our corporate logo. It says ServiceNow, and the O on Now is the little Power logo that you can see on a power switch, you know, the circle and the line thing. And thanks to the help of Craig Stepp, who helped me do the original graphic, and a company called MainBows.com that sewed up the tie, and long story short, I wear that tie on all my public presentations for customers, whether it's in person or on video or whatever it is. That's my trademark. That's my brand. That's what I'm known for. So it feels funny when I do this at home because I'll be wearing my black company shirt. I'll be wearing this bright red bow tie, and I'm wearing shorts. But you can't see that on camera, so it almost feels like that line from Kentucky Fried Movie, "I'm not wearing any pants, film at 11." But we won't go there. So that's a little bit more about what I do as part of the day job. The show went well. Like I said, I look forward to doing the next one with Craig and Dave back in the seat so we can have our usual banter. That was a lot of fun. I did my inventory on cosplay stuff for Dragon Con yesterday because, like Amy, I'm not going to have too many days between now and Dragon Con where I actually get to do anything related to Dragon Con. We leave for Wyoming for the eclipse. We were originally going to leave Thursday morning, but we opted to change that to Wednesday night. We're going to drive up and either stop in Kingman or just outside of Vegas. Maybe, what's it called? Hudson? Yeah, I think that's the name of the town. I can't remember. And we'll stop there and get some rest, take a few hours off, and then it's about 6 hours to Salt Lake City where we'll meet our daughters on Thursday night when they fly in. We'll stay there overnight and then finally make the last leg, which I think is another 6 or 7 hours, up to her sister's in Wyoming. And that'll be a lot of fun. I did get the appointment moved with Jill Tarter. I'm making my way through her book. It's a pretty good book. If you haven't read it, it's called Making Contact. And as I mentioned, she's the inspiration for the Jodie Foster character in the movie and the book. A lot of big name dropping in this book. It's kind of cool. I'm enjoying it. But the inventory for the cosplay, I made sure that I had it's kind of fun this year because I don't have to pack a tux. There's no Parsec Awards. And all I really have to do is focus on the Professor Farnsworth for the parade. So I got the, I remember last year as I was taking the bald appliance off, it ripped a little bit. So I went and bought a new one at Phoenix Comic Con last year, but I did not get dressed up because I think, what was it? I was missing spirit gum. No, all my liquid latex was dried up. So it was nasty. Couldn't use it. So I did not dress up. So I had a brand new bald appliance and I hadn't cut it. You have to trim the earpieces and trim the neck a little bit so that it fits you better. Well, I did that last night, so we should be all good to go. I am taking the old one just in case. The rip isn't too bad, and I think with the good liquid latex, I can patch it back up if I have to. So I have a plan A and a plan B, but I have to put all new makeup on the all new appliance. So it's going to take a while to get this thing dressed up. I think I'm going to do that when I get there rather than try and get up early Saturday morning, and poor Craig is going to be the cosmetologist that puts all the makeup on my head. But we'll work on that as it comes up. All the pieces and parts look like they're there. The finglonger is there. The slippers, I mentioned we put the straps on the slippers. And yes, while I was going through all that, the lab coat looks good. It's not stained. Or I usually wash that when I get home because everything's so nasty from the sweaty, hot weather when you march in the parade. So I am bringing the turtleneck sweater this year. And the t-shirt, I have both. The t-shirt is actually more accurate on color, but the sweater is more accurate for just general cosplay. But it's a little too dark. It almost matches the pants. And if you look closely at the cartoon character, they're two different colors. The shirt is lighter. Now I'm starting to sound like Amy going into all the details about the costume. I'm picky that way. It's fun. I should mention that Clinton also got the bright idea last week that we needed some new prop this year. He was going to bling out his broomstick because he dresses up as Scruffy. And somehow between a Facebook Messenger chat between him, me, and Craig, we came up with the idea of Nixon's head in a jar. Now, you can go to Amazon and buy a Nixon mask pretty easily. But where do you get the jar? Well, he went and bought this jumbo gallon and a half size bucket of pretzels and put Nixon's head in the pretzels. We're going to try and put magnets in the jar and hold that to Craig's truck and put it on the truck. If that doesn't work, I'll just carry Nixon's head in a jar. So a lot of fun, not much time to act on it. Like I said, when I get back on Friday the 25th, there's not going to be a lot of time to dilly-dally around because I got a business trip that Monday night, all day Tuesday, back here Wednesday, out to Dragon Con on Thursday. So it's going to be pew, 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 pew. Lots of flying. Not quite as much as Dave Slusher did. Welcome back, Dave. Glad to have you back on the ground. The bookwork is insane right now. I'm sure T can agree with this. We are getting what we call final edits. These are PDFs with the layout, with the graphics. Looks nice. I got to tell you, the new layout format that they changed up since we did the second edition in 2008 looks great. It's got a more modern feel, kind of like websites these days have. You can tell the modern ones from the old ones. This is going to be a nice, clean design. But there are lots of little nicks and knacks that we got to keep track of because we did a shift in chapter numbers for about six chapters. You know, the old four is now five, the old five is now six, blah, 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 until you get up to about 12. And some of the figures might be off, some of the figures might be out of date. We pulled in some figures from the old book that needed refreshing. Like, whoa, that is not what WordPress.com looks like anymore. So I've gone through the figure reviews up to chapter 12. I don't know when we're supposed to have those done. Chapter 5 was supposed to be done by tomorrow night. God bless my wife, Donna. She is doing the actual edits to look at the words and see, hey, these two words are smashed together. Hey, these two words, they're duplicated. This one doesn't make sense. You can throw this letter out. We're allowed to do real minor stuff. We can't rewrite paragraphs. We can't change stuff, but If it's just a minor tweak, we're allowed to do that at this point. And we're finding a surprising number of them. So T, rest assured, I can't do it because I'm too close to the text. I read it and it reads fine. She reads it and she finds a couple of things. Wow, that's exactly what we need. She is going through with a fine-tooth comb. In some cases, you know, she says, this reads a little awkward. It's like, well, that's the voice of the dummies book, so we don't want to change that. And it would be a major change. There are a couple things that I do need to speak with Mr. Morris on, so when we get a chance, we'll iron those out and move on to the remaining chapters 13 through 20. We were informed last night that our content is too long and we need to cut a chapter. ow, that hurts, especially at this stage. And reviewing PDFs and making comments on a different document is not helpful. Donna said, we should have done this while we were writing it. And I totally agree. This would have been much easier if we could just mark up the Word documents when we had the chance. But it is what it is. We will do our best. We will get through this. Despite being in Wyoming, we'll find a way to get online and get that done. What else? Oh, PIY, one final thing. Again, God bless my wife. I mentioned that I turned in the church paperwork, but they needed a certificate of insurance. She called up the insurance people. They forwarded me to kind of an outsourced agent. I forget what it's called. Like events insurance or something. It was a specialty place that they specialize in event insurance. Didn't come to much, but I started summing up the expenses in our master spreadsheet, and right now, to break even, we're going to need about 45 people. Let's hope we can do that. If you are a podcaster and you play promos on your podcast, I would love it, and be eternally in your debt if you could play either the short 41-second or the longer 68-second promo for PIY. I will get URLs on the Dog Days of Podcasting site. I will get URLs on the podcast community Facebook. I am going to splash these around before I leave town on Wednesday afternoon to get that kickstarted too. So hopefully we can get some interest. Had a great staff meeting last night with Ben and Keith. They were the only people who attended the PIY leadership meeting. Several people said they couldn't make it. Kevin O'Connor, TD0013, he's going to be speaking, but he couldn't make the staff meeting last night. So I think the meeting totaled about 20, 25 minutes, and it took me another 35 just to write the notes of what happened, what I expect, what are the action items, what are the due dates, and people are being real good about turning this stuff around. So we'll see. It's still early. I'm still optimistic. The status of that project is green, and I owe you a C&D story from 1987. And I am going with message number 459 from May 17th, 1987. This was called D-Day is the subject. Another relaxing afternoon with D. She came over and met my sister and her husband from Traverse City. Now she knows a little more of the family. Yesterday I invited her to Sunday brunch. She said she didn't want to feel out of place. I told her that we think of her as part of the family now. When my older brothers had girlfriends, we wouldn't give a second thought of including them in our family outings and things. This is the same way. She liked that. Unfortunately, she couldn't make it. She did manage to make it over before T and M left for Traverse City. We spent a good part of the afternoon watching TV. About 4, I headed over to Mr. Spock's house. Now, Mr. Spock was my boss when I worked at Computerland and the roller rink. So, just so you know the context of who that is. I used to work for Mr. Spock. He is doing some physiology tests on people, and I volunteered. He was doing a college degree at the time. I think he did a master's in physiology. I can't remember. We had a doozy of a time. My resting heart rate was 100 to 110. That's a bit high, but it could be due to a couple of things. 1, Mr. Spock's basement was a little cold. 2, I could have been anxious about the testing. And 3, D was there. I would tend to blame reason 3 more than any of the others. I know 100 is a little high for a resting heart rate, so I'm going to check it first thing in the morning. I did a mild workout to get my heart rate up to 130. This didn't work, too, because my pulse was ranging anywhere from 125 to 140. Nice test. I must make a poor test subject. I can hardly wait until we test some more in LP100 tomorrow. That's my, one of the PE courses I took at college. After the test, Dee and I came back here, watched some more TV, of course, Star Trek. I'm turning her into a Trekkie a little more every week. Then at 8, she had to leave for work in Chatham. Another day, another C&D story. McCoy out. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and have fun. Take care. Talk to you tomorrow.